Hi, this is Giles Martin. Welcome back to the 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
All Access. As you just heard, when Sgt. Pepper's was first released in June of 1967, it seemed that everyone under the age of 30 was listening to it. Almost immediately, stories were created about the hidden meaning behind the songs. One notable one was about Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Critics and fans alike circulated a false story that the title was a veiled reference to LSD. Here's Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr to put the record straight.
The real story about Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds was I showed up at John's house one day, and he said to me, look at this great drawing Julian's just done. And he showed me, I remember it very well. It was a kid's drawing, and kids always have people floating around like Chagall does in all these things. They're always just floating. I think it's just something to do with the kids. Don't realize people have to be put on the ground.
I've seen the painting that this little kid does. I don't know if you've got kids, you know, but they just slap paint everywhere and say it's a painting. And of course, we put them in frames and put them on the wall. And it was just this crazy little kid's painting. And what is that?
John had said, what's it called then? And Julian had said, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, you know, as you do with kids. And John went, ding!
George Martin.
And there's a side of John that I quite often saw. I mean, his own books, in his own right and so on, were full of fun, of misusing words, and painting pictures with words. And his admitted fondness for Lewis Carroll, as well as Dylan Thomas, shows up in Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, with marmalade skies and looking glass ties and so on. You do see a weird world of strange people.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Let's go.
conjuring up so many fanciful images, the amazing Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds from the 50th anniversary releases of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
It is getting better, take one.
Here's George Harrison describing the Beatles' routine of arriving at Abbey Road Studios to record the album.
In the morning, we drive into Abbey Road in John's blacked-out Rolls Royce, fall out of the back of the car into the studio.
Paul McCartney on one of the many reasons he enjoyed writing songs with John Lennon.
I'd sing a sort of sweet line and then I'd find John doing a sort of sarcastic line. It's getting better all the time, couldn't get much worse.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school.
I can't
the teachers that taught me weren't cool.
Getting Better from the 50th anniversary newly remixed, remastered, and expanded editions of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. While the Beatles were recording the album, Paul McCartney had a very surprising visitor come to his home in London.
You've got to take yourself back to the 60s. I was just at home one day, and this guy came to the door. I said, yeah. He said, I've come to see you. I said, who are you? He said, I'm Jesus Christ. So I said, well, you'd better come in then. The atmosphere and the times were a little bit like, well, you know, what's to say he wouldn't show up in London at that time? So anyway, he seemed like a nice bloke and everything. He was full of kind of good vibes and good thoughts and everything, so we just talked about all of that and stuff. I said, look, I've got to go to this session. We're making a record. Do you want to come along? So I brought him along after we had our tea and then introduced him to everyone and said, he says he's Jesus Christ and this is Jesus Christ. He sat over in the corner. We recorded Fixin' a Hole that evening. Then we used to sort of just do the track in the 3 hours that you had, pretty much. He was great. He just sat in the background. So I was kind of just, that was my big memory of Fixin' a Hole, you know. I never heard from him again, and he was a great guy anyway. So, I mean, that's the bottom line.
That's consistent with his personality, you know, there.
Yeah. Consistent with his reputation.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind. My mind from one.
Gorgeous, newly remixed stereo version of the wistful daydream, Fixing a Hole, from the 50th anniversary release of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. More All Access with John, Paul, George, and Ringo on this monumental album in a few minutes. But as we go to break this time, here's Pink Floyd's co-founder Roger Waters' thoughts on Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Sgt. Pepper, well, of course, when we were making our first record in Studio 3 at Abbey Road, they were making Sgt. Pepper in Studio 2. So I actually popped in very occasionally and listened to what they were doing, which was pretty amazing. But when the record came out, we were driving a Zephyr 4 up north to do a gig somewhere, and they were going to play the whole thing on the radio. We pulled into a lay-by and listened to it, the whole record. And I think Sgt. Pepper changed everything for everybody involved in music. The Beatles gave the rest of us permission to write from our own experience. And that was new. That hadn't been done before.